There were 4 days we literally didn't see sunlight because the smoke was so thick, says Duba, a Navy nurse who served with a medical battalion in Kuwait. About a year after Operation Desert Storm ended, Duba's brain felt so foggy he questioned his ability to continue working as an intensive care charge nurse on the open heart surgery unit at Balboa Naval Medical Center in San Diego. He was one of about 40 Gulf War veterans to report their symptoms at a VA symposium in November 1992. After all of us described what we were experiencing, the VA representative said, "It's all in your head." Duba was repeatedly rebuffed by VA when he went back with joint pain, chronic fatigue, and other health problems linked to Gulf War illness, GWI. His wife suffered 2 miscarriages. He left nursing out of concern for safety of his patients and lost his marriage. "I went from an ICU-trained open-heart surgery nurse to driving baggage out to the airplane," Duba says. "That's a hit to your self-confidence." He finally found a physician who gave credence to his health issues when he met Beatrice Golomb at the University of California, San Diego, UCSD, in 2017. "Dr. Golomb and her team have given me hope," Duba says. Golomb, a professor of medicine at UCSD who saw patients at the San Diego VA until 2012, has long been troubled by VA's treatment of Gulf War veterans. "I consider it one of the crimes of medicine that physicians don't take patients' concerns seriously," Golomb says. "We see this a lot in patients who have chemical exposure." A former RAND Corporation researcher with expertise in a range of exposure issues, Golomb is now conducting several GWI studies. There's just one problem. She needs information from a lot more Gulf War veterans and healthy non-veterans to complete her research. Golomb is recruiting for a study on whether chemical exposure diminished the muscle's ability to make enough energy. She's also studying genetic changes, blood chemistry profiles, and other issues to better understand the causes of and potential treatments for GWI. And she is compiling all the treatments Gulf War veterans have tried, along with data on what has helped and what hasn't. The results of all the studies will help more than just former service members. Unfortunately, the exposures Gulf War veterans experienced are similar to those that arise in civilian settings, Golomb says, citing organophosphate exposure in agriculture workers as an example of something that causes similar fatigue and cognitive problems. "So what we learn in Gulf War veterans helps in future wars, but it also helps us understand the risks of other exposures." Ken Olson. To participate in the studies, contact Janice Ritchie, study coordinator, 858-558-4950, extension 203. J.B. Ritchie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E, at ucsd.edu. G-O-L-O-M-B, research, at ucsd.edu. www.golombresearchgroup.org. Captions. 1. Tammy McCracken's husband, David, died in 2011 from a rare form of brain cancer that was eventually linked to his exposure to toxic burn pits. 2. An Army reservist, David McCracken returned from his deployment to Iraq in 2008 with a persistent cough and headaches. After a routine surgery, physicians discovered an inoperable tumor growing in both hemispheres of his brain. 3. Ted Duba in Iraq. End of captions.